O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20.
Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. The 11 disciples traveled to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but some doubted. Jesus came near and said to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." In this passage, Jesus gives his disciples and us a great task, a commission to go and make disciples of all nations. On the one hand, this is an incredible honor. The one to whom all authority has been given entrusts his work to us. But on the other hand, this reality is extremely daunting. It's too much for us. But thankfully, the command closes with an amazing promise. Remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. We have the privilege of getting to do meaningful work for the kingdom of God. If you belong to Jesus, he plans to use you. But we have the assurance that we're not left to do that work on our own. Jesus, the all-powerful one, is with us every step of the way. Let's take some time now to reflect on that wonderful truth as we listen to Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Yeah. The shepherds kept
Let's close out this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.